with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump's Treasury Secretary says there's nothing unusual about recent stock market volatility. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Commenting on Thursday's market drop after Wednesday's rally, Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent tried to project confidence about the wild swings on Wall Street.
The up 2, down 1 is not a bad ratio, or up 10, down 5.
Bessent predicted there would be great certainty after 90 days of negotiating new trade deals, and the president declared the country is in good shape. Greg Clugston, the White House.
The Supreme Court on Thursday said President Trump's administration must facilitate the return of Kilmar Abrego Garcia, a Maryland man who was mistakenly deported to El Salvador, rejecting the administration's emergency appeal. The House has passed the GOP budget bill by a vote of 216 to 214, giving House Speaker Mike Johnson and Senate Majority Leader John Thune a big victory. Speaker Johnson told reporters the House is ready to get into the next stage of the budget process.
When we return after the two-week district work period, our committees will begin to the markup process. We have our 11 committees that will get instructions for reconciliation in the House. They are ready to go. We've been working on this for many months, almost a year now, really, when we first started the effort.
The bill is central to President Trump's agenda of tax breaks, spending cuts, and mass deportations. New York City Mayor Eric Adams says a family of Spanish tourists, including three children, died Thursday in a helicopter crash in the Hudson River that killed six people. Adams said all of the dead had been recovered and removed from the water. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 1,014 points. The Nasdaq dropped 737. This is SRN News. Is a quiet revival underway in the United Kingdom? SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
Well, something is going on. According to a new YouGov poll, church attendance in the UK is ticking up. 12% of British adults say they went to worship at least once a month. And while that's not very impressive, it's a sharp increase from 8% back in 2018. The survey also reveals that the revival, such as it is being led by young men. In 2018, just 4% of English males ages 18 to 24 went to church. Now 20% do so. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Passover celebrations this year will again occur amid anxieties among many Jews related to the unresolved Israel-Hamas conflict in Gaza and the specter of widespread anti-Semitism. Passover is a major Jewish holiday that is celebrated over 7 or 8 days each year. It begins at sunset on Saturday. This is SRN News. There's a new prisoner swap between Moscow and Washington.
A U.S.-Russian dual national imprisoned in Russia on treason charges has been freed in a prisoner exchange with Washington. Ksenia Karolina was arrested in the Ural Mountains city of Yekaterinburg and convicted later that year on charges stemming from a $52 donation to a charity aiding Ukraine. The U.S. authorities called the case against her absolutely ludicrous. But Karolina was among a growing number of Americans arrested in Russia in recent years as tensions between Moscow and Washington spiked over the war in Ukraine. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
Prince Harry has met with war casualties in Ukraine as part of his ongoing work with wounded veterans. A spokesperson says Harry visited the Superhuman Center, an orthopedic clinic that treats and rehabilitates war victims, on Thursday. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.